Gemara. The Gemara has a kasha. The E Sal Kedai the Chamidos Rabbi Yehuda he misbeh the Emsa Zorim Mimeshkach Asla. If we're going like Rabbi Yehuda, then is it really so that the misbeh is beemsa beemsa? Let's go one. The Yud Alf Am Lerm Nimsa misbeh Mechovin Kneged Hechol V'Chasalav V'Chasalav. Okay, so what's the Gemara's kasha? Let's just get it again. Third line from the top. The E Sal Kedai the Chamidos Rabbi Yehuda he. Mizbeach beemsa azorim mimeshkachas la. It says over here in this Mishnah, we mentioned over here in passing in this Mishnah that the mizbeach is in and the battery is going to battle the power soon. A moment. We mentioned over here in passing. Everything is going up bizarre. Everything is going to be spam. Who else? 512. What's a 512 number?
There it is.
Spam.
So
you want to do with the phone? Now, the Isal Kedaitach, we learned over here that the Mizbech was right smack in the middle, right? That's what's over here. The Mizbech, we go like a Yehuda. The Isal Kedaitach, like a Yehuda, Midas, Mesechnis of Yehuda, Mehidi, Mizbech, Bemse, Azor, Mimishkach, Aslov, Yotanan. We learned in the mission the following. Kol HaZor HaYisa Oirech, now we're going to another set of dimensions of the Mizbech, based on Midash. The entire Azor was Oirech Mea Ushmoinim Sheva Sheva was 187 Amos. Okay, 187 Amos. Al Roichav Mea Ushloshim Chamesh. The width was 135, the length was 187. Minam Mizrach Lamarev, from the Minam Mizrach Lamarev, from the Mizrach Lamarev, when you come out Shar Nikonor to the Marev, is going to be Mea, is going to be 100.
And
87. Ushmoinim Sheva. Now, how do we get that calculation? So here we go. Mekoyim Drisas Ragli Yisrael, the first in Amos was the Yud Aleph Amma. Okay, so the first 11 Amos, when you enter, after you enter the Shar Nikonor, what was called the Ezras Yisrael. That's where the Yisraelim were allowed to stand and observe.
After the Zor?
Shar Nikonor. Shar Nikonor. You come to Shar Nikonor.
After the, what do you call it? After the...
You walk in the door. Okay, we have to
go. No, after the big Zor? No.
After, let me get a map. Let's get a map.
You had it before.
Let's get a map. Yoma. Out here. Yes, my Gemara. The map is, I need my Gemara. I can't hold two Gemara at the same time.
Okay, fine.
Okay. So you come over here. Here's the picture. I'm opening up the safer to find the picture. Little picture? What's going on?
Yes, switch Gemaras.
Oh, this is Yoma. This is...
This quick.
Shalim, we'll look at the pictures over here. Okay, here. Let's just do
that
right
Gemaras.
Now. Okay? No, what?
Let's just switch Gemaras quickly.
No, this is a song.
Okay, I'm looking at it. Okay? Yeah, so
here, over here, from here to here. Shai Nikna. From here to here is 187. Okay, so the first 187, the next 11 ounces was the next 11 ounces was the behind the story. Yud Aleph Amma Mokam Drisas Ragli HaKohanim. Next, Yud Aleph Amma. Then you have a blank, empty space of another 11 Amas. Okay, so therefore, so we have 33 Amas. Are we good?
No, Yud Aleph then Mizbeach.
Until you get into the Mizbeach, there's 33 Amas. Lag Bo'imer. Now you know the site of Lag Bo'imer. I'm not joking over here. It's because there are 30, there's 11.
I see one gap from here to the... Shari Nikna to the Mizbeach is one hole.
No, you don't see the whole picture. There's a lot more going on over there. You walk in there, there's 11 Amas.
11 until, plus 11, 11, you're saying?
And then another 11.
So it's 22 to the Mizbeach.
No, 33 it says.
So it's 3
11s. 3 11s. Is that what it says over here? It says over here, Malkam and the musical mouth may have been... Yeah.
What, we're going north to south?
No, we're going east to west. 187.
Okay.
East to west. They have,
okay.
So it says over here, Nochamol. It says over here, one more time over here, it says, Mizrachul Marv Meir from Mizrachul Marv was 187. Mekoyim, here we start from the very beginning. Mekoyim, the first spot when you walk in.
I'm looking, go.
You want me to switch floors? Is Mekoyim is Drisa Sragle Yisrael, is Yud Aleph Amma. Period. Next.
Right.
Mekoyim Drisas Ragli Akarim is Yud Aleph Am. Okay, I made a mistake. Not 33, it's 22. Another 11 Amos.
That makes sense.
Right.
Thank you.
Now, so we're at 22 Amos in. Keep out your calculator. Now, Mizbeach Shloish Mushtaim. Now comes the Mizbeach. Mizbeach's width was
32.
So what is 32 plus 22?
52 is 54.
52, 54. Next, 54. Now, Bein Ulam La between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, which we're going backwards, really. At the end of the Mizbeach, going until the Ulam, is Eshim Ushtayim. So 54, 64, 74, where's 76, 76. Here? That's called the Ulam. This.
It's how far from it?
22 Amos. From the end of the Mizbeach, including the steps. So including it's basically the steps. Even. Including the, yeah. Very good. He's saying very good. It's even. You have 22 Amos in the front, 22
and 32 in between.
Yitzhak is saying very good. I never appreciated that point.
22 and 32 in between.
It was kedai to come today to learn the daf just to appreciate that point. And Yitzhak is smack in the center. Do you ever know that? Did you appreciate this? You know, so many, many times. Did you ever appreciate that it's exactly in the center? There's 22 from the wall of the shar until the mizbeach. And then at the end of the mizbeach, you have exactly another 22 until you come to the ulam. So that means the Mizbech is mamish smack in the center between the Ulam and the wall of Shar Nikonar. Exactly smack in the center. Now, then we come to Yudhav Amah Achari Beis. Then we have the Hechel is Kuf Amah. The Hechel means starting from the Ulam, all the way until the very, very end of the Kodesh HaKadosh is exactly 100 Amas. That's 176. Okay, because it's 11, it's 11, 11, 22, 32 is 54, then another 22, 64, 74, 76, and now we have 100, so that's 176. How much you got left?
The Ulam was 100?
Yeah, 100. From 100, from the Ulam.
From here to here.
Right, from here.
176.
No, from here.
Where's your finger?
My fingernail is.
That's 100.
Right, that's 100. That's 100. 176. Right, 100, and then from there, right, from the beginning, 176.
So
correct.
It's got to be like.
And how much you have left? If you have a total of 187, and we've used up 176, you have 11 amos left over. Another 11. The number 11 is a very popular number. You notice 11 in the back, and 22 double 11. The number 11 is a very popular number. Over here, the Yud Aleph Am Achor Debes Hakaparis is 11 Amos behind the Kodesh Hakadosh until the wall of the Azara. 11 Amos in the back. That is exactly 187 Amos. Let's review. You walk into Shar Nikonar. The first 11 Amos was a viewing station for the Yisraelim, a tourist, someone who wants
until
to observe.
Until the Shar Nikonar?
No, you come into the Shar Nikonar.
It's called the Ez Yisrael. The first 11 after the Shire Nikna is the Ez Yisrael.
11 is the Ez Yisrael.
We're not including the width of the Shire Nikna.
The first thing when you come in, you go through an entrance called Shire Nikna.
Yes.
Correct.
Was it an arch? What was it? It was a semicircle?
No, it was not a semicircle. It was a square. It was 20 amas wide, 10 amas tall.
Okay.
And then you go, you have 11 amas.
No, you're right.
Ezras Yisrael. And then you have another 11 amas, what's called the Ezras Kohanim. And that takes you to the edge of the Mizbeach.
The Ezras Kohanim was a separate room? Was there a partition?
No, it was a separate section. Next. It was raised, one amas tall.
Okay.
And then the Mizbeach is 32 amas. And after the Mizbeach, there's another 22 Amos until you reach the Ulam.
The 22 is all steps, which is weird.
Not all steps. It's not all. You go to the dimensions. It's not all steps.
Strange.
No. Here. Look, you see over here. You can't see it so good in this picture. It's not all steps. You see in this picture?
It's right up to it.
No, look, here. Here's the picture. Here you can see this empty space.
Oh, you're right.
A small amount of space between this. Gemara talks about that.
11 amas for the Kohanim in Yisrael. So that was enough for people to be there? 11
whatever, it was a miracle. It was not enough space.
You're right.
The whole thing was a miracle. Next, and then after you have
the structure
was exactly 100 amas. Then you have the back, you have 11 amas. So this is the dimensions, 187. Okay, let's go. 187. Fine. Now let's go from now. That counts for 187 from east to west. Let's now do the other direction. Let's now go Min Hadaron.
That's
okay,
we're
left.
Missing a big part of it, but you don't want to talk about it.
What?
We're missing a big part.
We're missing a big part.
Before the dictator is a whole. Well,
that was yesterday's daf.
Okay, thank you.
That was 135 by 135. Ezras Noshim. Ezras Noshim.
So 135 and 187.
Wasn't Ezras Noshim before
the
Ezras Kohanim?
But we said, that's the part we said. 135, that was before. The Ezras Noshim was before you come into the Shar Nikonar. Ezras Noshim does not have Kedusha of the Azara. Ezras Noshim.
How big was it?
135.
That was yesterday. We discussed that yesterday. Right, 135 by 135.
That's much bigger than the Ezras Yisrael then.
Much.
Yes, of course. That's no Kedusha. That's not part of the Azara. That's Machane Leviyah. The Ezras Noshim has the same status as the Har Habayis. The only part that's called Machane Shechina is inside the Azara, inside Shar Nikdar to the end. 187 by 135 has Kedusha of Machane Shechina. Machane Shechina atame.
But yet it was called. Yet there's a place as you come in after Nikner as is Yisrael. How could they be there?
Ezra Yisrael is Machane Shechina. It was called. The reason
why it was called.
It was called because the Yisraelim who came to observe the offering of the Korbanos were not allowed to go past that point.
I got it.
Kohanim, they did avoid the Levim. They sang. They did Shira in the next 11 Amos in the Ezra's Kohanim. There was a Duchan in the next area where the Levim stood when they sang Shira. And after that, it was only for Kohanim to do the Avoida.
What was that called after Ezra's Kohanim?
The Azara. It was just called Stam the Azara. It was called the 11 Amos, the next.
But starting from Shar Nikta, that's not even called, that isn't that place also called Azara?
Yes. Everything within Shar Niknar to the end is called Machane Shechina.
Okay.
That's all the Kiddush of the Azara.
But yet, certain people were able to be at certain times.
It's not etched in some, because Erev Pesach, Chazal said that the Israelim were allowed to go anywhere. They were allowed to go all the way behind the Kiddush HaKadoshim, anywhere you want to go.
Behind
the Kiddush HaKadoshim.
So it's the 11 Amos,
behind. The entire Azara, they were allowed to walk. You know, no one's allowed to go in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but they're allowed to go walk behind the Kodesh. They needed the Shech to Karban Pesach. They took up the entire floor of the Azara for Karban Pesach.
This they weren't allowed to do it in this?
What?
They weren't allowed to do it over here?
No. Okay. Only in the Azara. You have to be inside the walls of the Azara. Mm. Only this area. 187.
Not even here?
No.
Oh, my Lord.
Ezra's Noshim does not have any Kedusha. It has the Kedusha of the Har HaBayis. Ezra's Noshim, a Tomei Mace can go into the Ezra's Noshim. It's Machane Leviyah. Ezra's Noshim.
What do you use this for?
That's Machane, that's the whole Harabais. No, that's the Harabais.
Yeah, what do you use it for?
They used it to congregate many things. They did whatever they did. The Bezdin was there. A lot of different things. Let's go Vaita. Now, let's go Vaita. Now, Minadodim, let's have, okay, we're right in the middle of the Amid. Now we're going from left to east, to west, to left to right. The Daraim is on what side?
South.
The Daraim is on the left side. When you're facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Daraim is on your left. Yeah. Make believe you're standing in the Azara. You're standing in the Azara and you're looking straight ahead at the Mizbeach and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Heichal, the Ulam, the Heichal, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what is to your left? Your left is the Daraim, is the south. Your right is the Tzafain. On the right side is where they shechted the Kodshei Kodoshim. Kodshei Kodoshim, Shchitosan Bat Tzafain. But all other Korbanos can be shechted on the Kodshei Kalamat, anywhere in the entire Azara. So the Dorim, now here we go. Min HaDorim L'Tzafain, Neya U'Shloishim Chomesh. HaKevesh, the ramp. The ramp was how long? 64 Amos. 64 Amos. 62, I'm sorry, 62. I'm sorry, made a mistake. The ramp of the Mizbeach,
itself.
This massive ramp on the ground,
62.
Not the slope, the ground, if you count the level the along
ground.
The ground,
it's
62 Amos. Now, what about how much space was there between the end of the rim
it's
and the
62
wall?
62 plus 32.
Correct, it's exactly. 62 plus 32 is 85. 85, but overlapped, you have to minus 2.
What's the 32?
The Mizbeach itself is 32, but it overlapped. The 62 overlapped with the Mizbeach because since it went up, There is the soyvev. First of all, there's no yisoid. There's no foundation along that side. That along most of that side of the mizbeach, and the soyvev went in one amma, and went to the two. So you're losing two ammas.
Is the top was 32 by 32, or
the bottom?
Was
the bottom from the foundation on the bottom was 32 by 32, but there was no foundation along two sides of the mizbeach. The area where the ramp connected to the Mizbech, there was no foundation. So therefore, it was really on that, it was only 31.
Right.
It was really only 31, because the Yesoid, the foundation, stopped before the ramp began. So
this
and
is
then
in.
Right, and then when you go up five Amos, it goes in, the Mizbech goes in one Amma. So when we're measuring the ramp, the ramp really is 62. I really shouldn't say from the ground, but if you would go up to the very, very top, and you go across and come down, it would be 62. But you don't say 62 plus 32, which would make it.
Can I see? It's very difficult without seeing the picture.
62 includes the 32, so it would be 64. I was right, it would be 64.
This thing goes around.
Yeah.
This is protruding.
Right, so then it would be 64.
That's what the Mishnah says.
Right. The ramp is
HaKevesh HaMizbeach Shishim U'Shtayim. Let's see.
It's
HaMizbeach is going to be a grand total of 62. Say a kevish on mizbech.
So second from one.
Okay, I made a mistake. 62. So therefore, what does it mean? 62 total.
62 is the ramp plus the mizbech.
Together, it's together. Together, it's 62. I made a mistake.
32 minus 62.
The ramp from the bottom of the ramp until you get to the end of the exactly. The ramp is going to be 30.
Say it again. From here till
it's 30.
Until the end of the mizbech, the very end of the mizbech is going to be exactly 62.
62.
Yeah. Because the mizbech is how big is the mizbech?
So this is 32, and this is
no, this is 30. Yeah. This is 32.
Oh, so that's 62. Yeah,
62. It's taller.
It depends where you measure.
It depends where you measure.
That's not a ramp. That's the
It depends where you measure. The bottom line is the mizbech from the very bottom. From the very bottom would ordinarily be 32 by 32, but we have to cut out when you talk about the ramp. The rim is going to interconnect with the mizbech, and it's going to overlap the mizbech by 2 amos, because the ramp is missing because at the very bottom there is no yisoid, and then when you go up 5 amos, it goes in 1 amos.
So it's really his best.
But that's not it's not important for us. It's not our sugi. Right, 30. It's not important for our sugi. All we need to know is that the combination. All it says here in the brayos is the combination of the ramp together 62. With the mizbech is 62. Now, over here, we're not telling you, this was the Gemara's teaching, we're not telling you how much space there was from the wall of the Azara until the ramp. You need, obviously, some empty space to go up the ramp, right?
We'll get there, probably.
So the Gemara is going to say, everyone, there are different opinions in the Gemara, where exactly the ramp, where was the Mizbech positioned? According to one, that's the whole purpose of this piece of Gemara. According
so
to
let's
one,
see it.
Fine. Now, once you finish the mizbech, how much empty space is there between the mizbech and the rings? There were 24 rings for the 24 mishmaros of Kehanim. Each mishmar would put the neck of the carbon talmid in their ring. Okay, everyone had their own particular ring.
A ring would you put the neck of the animal?
Animal.
But before you get to the rings,
before
so
you get his eight. Ul tabois ches amas. Between the mezbech ul tabois, there's ches amas. Next.
So 62 plus 8 is 70.
70. Next. Mekama tabois. How much space do the 24 rings take up? Eshem viarba. 24 amas.
So we're 94. 62, 70. 94.
Every ring was ches amas?
No,
why?
Together. All the 24 rims, however they were laid out, that's not relevant. There were 24
ches
amas?
Rims.
It took 24
amas.
24 amas. 24 amas.
But what's ches amas? It says ches amas.
Until the ramp. Between the mizbeach.
From the mizbeach, there was a space.
There was a walkway here. Look. There was a
next.
Walkway.
Can you show me the rings? When?
Min.
Where's the rings?
On the floor.
Let me see. I can't see that far.
Now, when the rings came until the tables, where they would flay, the animal, and they would clean the innards.
Where is that?
That's the shulchanais. From the rings until shulchanais.
I would say
arba.
Another 8.
So where we Four,
98. 98. Arba. Min shulchanais. They were little protrusions of wood where they hung up the animal. Their hooks. These are nanos, and these are poles. These are protrusions of wood that came out of the ground upon which
there
they
only
were,
8 nanosim.
That's how much space, empty space.
No,
on the
there
ground.
Are 8 of them.
Min hashulchanis linanosin. How many they show in the picture? Only 8. Good, fine. 8. Arba, 4 amos.
And the shulchanis.
So that's 9.
Big?
That's what's 102. Where are we up to now? 102.
The shulchanis for how big?
62.
You said 98 70, before.
80, 94, and then. 98 and now 102.
102. Now, how much space did the nanosim take up?
132. There's another 20 amos of overhang.
So that's another 8. 100. No, it's not 102. 110. What'd you say? We were up to
62. 62, and then it was 8. 70, and then it was 24. Is 94, and then it was 4. Is 98. And then it was 4 is 102, and then it was 8 is 110.
No, you're missing something.
What are we missing?
After the 24 was 4.
He did that. He calculated
then
all that.
Then 8, then 4,
he
then
said
eight.
All that. He said all that. Yeah, he did all that. A grand total of 110.
110. So you short from 135 to 25.
We're short 25 because since we know that from one end to the other end was 135, and we now made a calculation from the beginning of the ramp until the end, until the end of the wall, 110. So we have 25 more amos. Where do we put those 24 amos? The hamoisar. The additional 25 amos that's missing is the empty space between the wall on the left and the beginning of the ramp. The hamoisar ben akevesh velakoisel. And more, umikoyim hananosim. He means between the nanosim and the end of the wall.
You're making a little mistake. That's okay.
What?
You make your moisar is higher than you think.
My what is higher?
The moisar that you're talking about is a higher number than you're thinking. It's less than, in reality, it's less than what you're thinking.
What? I don't understand.
Get okay, guys. 62.
Yeah.
8.
Yeah.
24.
Yeah.
4.
4.
8.
4.
No.
It says 4. It says that nothing is 4. It says in the Gemara, Arba min hashulchan l'nanosim arba.
Between the tables and the pillars.
Arba min hanosim.
Yeah, but there's another 4 between the nanosim and the shulchan.
8. That's another 8. That's
right?
110.
Yeah, but then you didn't count the nanosim.
We did count the nanosim. 4 it says. Arba min hashulchan
The tables themselves are 4 amos, so it's 114. It's correct.
Okay, I made a mistake. Right. Fine. Okay, min ha-tabois l'shulchan is arba. Min ha-shulchan is l'nosim is arba.
Correct.
Min ha-nosim l'koysel ezra as l'koysel l'zor is ches amos. So how much do we have left over? It's 114.
Correct.
So how much do we have left over?
21.
Take that 21 and you divide it into 2. You do that 21 and that extra 21, you divide part of it, you give to
11
between
in the front, left, the wall, 11 in the right.
The wall and the ramp and another and more, you give more space
then,
between
the nanosin and the wall.
The nanosin on the other side, the
11 each.
You give a little more space. It gives some more space. Yeah, you spread it out. The amoisa ben akevesh vilakoisel on the left. Umikoyim hananosim is some more space where the hooks were between the wall. Okay, so what do we take out of this? What do we take out of this over here? Now the isal gedaitach midos Rabbi Yehudi he mizbeach beemsazermi mishkachas lo. Now if you're gonna now this is what it did with the calculation that we made was what it says beferish the mesechtim midos. Now if you're going to
all of this we just learned from mesechtim midos. Yeah,
yes.
I was wondering about that.
Mesechtim midos mishnais. This is mishnais. Now if you're going to say over here that these calculations only are going to be that the there's another condition of how you lay out the mizbeach. The mizbeach must be in the center, smack in the center of the azara. Whoa! If you put the mizbeach smack in the center of the azara, you're not going to fit everything on the left side according to these dimensions. Because what he explains, the isal gedaitach midos Rabbi Yehudi mizbeach beemz azara mi meshkachas lo. It comes out then. Ha ruba the mishkachas lo. Now why not? So here you have to look at the Rashi. Rashi can very very Rashi go the whole calculation, which I don't want to go because we're never going to finish over here. But basically, if you go and you put the end from the end of the mizbech, let's take a step back from the end of the mizbech. The mizbech achitza. That's what we're talking about over here.
Yeah.
From the end of the mizbech, Shlomi, you want to do the calculation?
If you put the mizbech,
from the end of the mizbech, how much space? Because let's figure out why. How much space do you have from the end of the mizbech according to all the different items that we calculated? End the mizbech until the hooks.
8 and 24.
And not until the rings. Until the rings. Until the rings is what? It's 8. 24 unit numbers. 8. 24.
4.
32 and 12.
So how much?
32 and 12.
It's 44.
44, then 10 and a half.
And 11. 44 and 11.
So 50, 55?
10 and a half and 8.
So how much was the grand total? For the illiterate people, what's the
half,
grand total?
62 and a half.
62 and a half. Okay, now, divide 135 by 2. What is 135 divided by 2? Wait, what was the number you told me?
67
and a half. Okay, what was the number you told me? The grand total was 67 and a half? What did you tell me? What was the grand total?
62 and a half.
Okay, 62. Keep that number in mind. According to what we learned in Masechta Midos, from the end of the Mizbeach, until you get to the end of the Nanosim, you need 62. Right? You
yes.
need 62.
Not enough.
Now, let's now put the Mizbeach in the middle. How big is the Azara? The Azara, the width is 135. Divide 135 by 2, you get 67
and a half.
I'm sorry,
now,
the Azara encompasses...
135 to 135.
No, but then, from Charnikta until...
No. We're going the width. From the left to right.
Oh.
Left to right. So from left to right is 135.
135, Amos.
Amos.
Yes.
What's the center? Yeah. What's the center?
67.5.
67.
Now, if the Mizbech is 32, what's half of 32? What is half of 32? 17. So add 67 plus 17 is?
Why 17?
Because the Mizbeach is 32.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The Mizbeach is 32. So divide the Mizbeach in the middle. Cut the Mizbeach down the center. How much of the Mizbeach is going to be
I'm
in
sorry,
the center?
How wide is the Mizbeach again?
32. I'm 32. Sorry, 32. So what is 32 divided by 2? Let's say that's 17. So add 67 and a half, you said? 67 and a half.
32 divided by 2 is 16.
16, not 17. What are you saying to me? 16. 16. Whoa, 32 divided by 2 is 16.
35, right.
So add 67 and a half plus 16 is mathematicians out there. I mean, so Lehman, where are you? 30, we have the entire from left. Six from the left to the right, from left to the right is one, let's review, is 135.
And half of that is
67 and a half.
Yeah.
The Mizbeach is 32.
Yeah.
Slice the Mizbeach into two parts.
16.
So 16. What if you're smack in the middle of the Azara, you're holding at marker 67 and a half. Add half of the Mizbeach to your right. So what is 67 and a half plus 16? Shloimi, what's the number? I don't know how to add 1 and 1. 83 and a half. Now, what was the other number we said? 83 and a half plus how much more do you have to add? How much more? 62. What is 83 and a half plus 62?
83 and a half is 62.
Yeah. 83 and a half plus 62.
85.
Well, where do you have 62?
142.
80 is how much? 142. 142 like impossible. The whole Azara is only 135. The whole Azara, I made the calculator. I don't want to see Roger because it's confusing with the facts. Let's do modern math over here. So it doesn't fit.
Modern
math. It comes out to what you say? 140? 142. Let's review. One more time.
A little slower, yeah.
The Azara.
Math
was
my strong
right.
suit. Yeah.
From left to right. Here's the Azara. Right? Here's the Azara. Nice smack in the middle.
Yeah, we can do this.
From here to here. From here to here, no, I won't do it my way.
Okay, let me
from here to here, what's from here to here, how much is it? 135.
Yes.
Right? That means if you were smack in the 60 center.
67 and a half.
67.
67
and a half. 67 and a half.
Yeah.
Okay, remember that number, 67 and a half. Where's the Mizbeach? The Mizbeach is smack in the center.
Yes, if it was.
Right, smack in the center. Yeah. How much of the Mizbeach is on this side?
16. 16. On one side, 16.
So now we're going to move the marker from 67 and a half plus another 16. So where are we holding over here? What's the number over here?
Are you doing minus or are you doing plus?
Plus. We're holding it from 067, 67
so
plus,
and a half, so?
83 and a half. So now
67
you're
plus 16 is?
16 is 83 and a half.
83
so
and a half.
So now you're up to 83 and a half.
83 and a half plus 2 is
80
how much?
And a half.
Times 2?
No, not times 2. Remember, this is 135, right?
Wide.
Smack in the center is 67.
Yeah.
Now, where's the Mizbeach according to Rabbi Yehuda? Right in the middle.
Right.
The
half of that is 16.
Half of that is 16. So now go from marker number 67 and a half, another 16 amas. What are you up to now? 83 and a half.
One second. 67 and a half plus
16.
16, yeah.
It's 83 and a half.
Yeah.
So you're up to 83 and a half, right?
Correct.
Now, what do we say? We said that after the Mizbeach ends,
yeah,
there's eight.
Eight amas.
Yeah.
For the space, the shulchanos,
the tabois, 91 plus
space.
Is,
then you have the nanosim space.
So it's more than 87 amas.
And that was so you have to now add from marker 83 another 62 amas. Another 62 amas, which takes you to 180 something. Excuse me, the whole thing only goes until 135.
Uh-huh.
So you've exceeded the limit.
Right.
How then are you going
to
fit everything together? The
push
only solution is
the right,
take
the
Mizbeach and push it over here.
To the left.
When you push it over here, push it to the left.
It's an easy cheshbon. The Mizbeach can't be halfway because
exactly.
Halfway
can't be.
There's not enough. Exactly. You're running out of space.
And a half.
Exactly.
The Mizbeach was 67 and a half, but the Mizbeach alone is 62. and there's 10 amas from the beginning of the
11
to the wall.
11.
No, when you talk about the mizbech in the heaven, it doesn't include. Wait. When you talk about the mizbech being in the middle, it does not include the ramp. The ramp does not count.
No. But what he's saying is, you take the 11 plus 62 is 8. 11 plus 62 is 73.
10 amas until the ramp.
Right.
That's
plus 62.
It was 72 amas away.
73.
There's not exactly. It's too much.
67.5.
Fine.
73 times 2 is again.
It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. So therefore,
if it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Good.
So one second. So from the end of the mizbech till Marav's side,
you don't have no. Until the north side, the north side.
Promise. Why are you pushing over this way?
You need 62 amas.
Why are you pushing over this way? You should push it over that way.
What?
You should push it over this way.
You are pushing it. So we are. That's what we do. It's not in the middle anymore. In this picture,
it's to the right.
The mizbech is not. It's not in the middle.
It's to the right.
It's to the left.
It's to the right.
It's to the south, not
in the
to
picture,
the north.
The left. To the right.
What, the right? Is this left or is this right? Excuse me.
This is left, this is right. This mizbech starts more to the right. Don't tell me I'm crazy.
What are you talking about?
If the mizbech... Hey, you see the middle point?
Yeah.
The mizbech is to the right of the middle point, against what you're saying.
Oh, so in this picture, you're just moving over the bare minimum. The bare minimum that you should be able to fit everything on the side over there. Okay, fine.
Okay, whatever.
But the point is...
You should talk north-south, because that's the way it was. North-south,
right? The point over here is that we have in Masechta Midos, we have a very defined measurement...
So the Shachan Tadarim was...
Measurement of where all the items were positioned. And
all,
if you're going
the
to
pictures
say,
in here are to the right. I don't know why. It's more softened
right?
Than Dharm.
Fine. That's not about. The point here is.
So hold on. So that means that's good.
No, that's supposed to be Shleimer, but it's not.
So that means it's not a middle. That means it's not in the middle.
In the pictures, it's more.
If it was in the middle, it wouldn't fit.
Correct.
The point. All we need is Al-Gemara.
Because the end of the mizbeach till.
There's not enough space. You only
have 135, and you're doing 142.
From the end of the mizbeach until the wall, you need 62 amos.
62 amas.
You need 60. So made the calculation. You have tables. You have nanosim. Yeah. You have hooks.
Yeah.
There's hooks, tables, nanosim, and the space in between. Right. And the Mishnah told us an exact number of how much
16
space.
16 plus...
There is 8, 24, yeah. 4, 4, 4, and 8.
And 11.
And 11, fine. Well, 11, no. Forget the 11. You don't need the 11. Right. Talk about there's 8. From the end of the Mizbech, there's 8. Then there's 24. Right?
Yeah.
It says this 8.
Are you going towards Safa now?
Yes. Okay, yes. Yeah. From the end of the Mizbeach until the hooks, there is 8 amas.
It's
8
plus
correct?
24 is 32.
No,
right
here
away.
There are hooks. You can't see.
Okay, 32, 8 amas.
And
36.
Then there's
24.
And then there's 4.
And
there's 4.
Is 40.
And there's 4.
44.
And another 4.
Nay.
44 and 48.
Nay.
Now, you're not going to be able to get that 48 in if you only have that 48. If you take the Mizbeach and you put the Mizbeach, you push it to be exactly in the center.
Right.
So then, what is the center point? 67, right?
67.
If the whole thing is 135...
Or 67 and a half, correct.
It's 67. Now, if the Mizbeach is...
The exact 67 and a half, okay.
67 and a half. Yeah. And now, if you... Now,
you put on
and how
16.
Big is the Mizbeach? The Mizbech is 32.
32, yeah.
So how much of the Mizbech do you have on the other side of the border?
16.
16. So you've gone from 67 and a half plus another 16 to how much? 83 and a half.
Yeah.
Now, how much space do you need from the end of the Mizbech until the wall? And then we made the calculation, 48. 48.
I mean 40.
48. 48. Do you have 48? We're now holding at 80. We're holding now at 83 and a half. What is 83 and a half and 48?
What is 83 and 48?
Yeah. Point, there's not enough room. You run out of space.
Because it only goes to 135.
Exactly. You're out of space. You run out. Right. However you make the calculation, you run out. So what's the solution?
131,
but the Gemara really says there's more. It's not 48. The number's not 48. It's more than 48. It's really 62. You made the calculation before. It's 62.
If you just look at the south, it's much easier.
Yes.
You look at the south.
He's going to go from here to here.
62.
All right. You can look at it. I already used the 124. You're going to confuse me with the facts. It's,
no
the same, it's the same idea. The basic point is it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. If you're going to put the Mizbeach smack in the center, then when it says the Masechta Midos, there's 8, there's 24, there's 4, there's 4, there's 4, there's 8. It doesn't. You run out of space. It doesn't fit. So what are you going to do? Very simple. Push everything over. Take the Mizbeach. Don't put the Mizbeach in the middle. push the Mizbeach all the way to the left. And that way you have a lot more space. You can fit everything in together. Oh, but this Manda Omar says the Mizbeach is in the center. It must be. The Manda Omar that paskins, then the Mizbeach is put smack in the center, is not the Tan of Masech the Midas. Because the Tan of Masech the Midas is giving you calculations, giving you dimensions that cannot possibly make sense.
So that's not according to the Tan.
Exactly.
That you didn't need 40-something.
Exactly. No. Those numbers are correct. Rabbi Yehud, the Tana that says that it's in the middle,
right,
will have a whole different calculation.
Right.
We'll have to go and push things together differently.
Exactly.
But Mesechta Midos clearly gives you numbers.
Right.
And if you're going to follow those numbers, then Mesechta Midos cannot possibly hold that the Mizbech is going to be in the center. You have to push the Mizbech along to the left.
Yeah.
Now, what is the advantage of doing so? If you move the Mizbech to the left, that opens up space. You'll be able to look from the Har Hazesim all the way inside, and you'll have a half an amma where you'll be able to see into the ulam. When you burn the paraduma, it says in the pasuk that the kohen has to look noichach pnei noichach ha'oil. Whatever it says, you have to be able to.
Didn't you
look,
say you have to see the kachi kadoshim?
Not into the ulam, not the kachi. You have to look in the ulam, into the heichal.
And how many? That was very far away.
Right here, right. It was far, but you have to be able to look straight inside. Now we made a calculation. There are three staircases. If you're on Har HaZesim and you're down, the whole
shahr
is 20 amas.
If the Mizbeach blocks it,
you're done. If the Mizbeach blocks it, you're done. You're done.
That's it.
So you finish. So we have three, we have an opening is 20 amas tall.
The person who held the Mizbeach was in the middle has to say that he looked over
the wall.
What's the problem? One second.
The problem
Har
HaZesim,
the problem is
the opening is 20 amas tall.
Correct.
The shahr. So you have 20 amas, right?
Yeah.
Problem is, the more you go inside, what? Mizbech is 9 amas, but the Mizbech was already after 2 staircases.
Plus steps, yeah.
So the Mizbech already would block everything, would block your last line of view, because the Mizbech was already after 2 staircases. It was already 12 amas tall. It would get in the way.
You would not be able to see through the shahr.
Why? Because the Mizbech was already on top of 2, there are 3 staircases.
Right. Right.
You're going up one staircase going into Ezras Nashim. The second staircase was going to Shar Nikanor.
Oh,
and
you
the
went
third
upstairs.
Staircase
oh.
was going into the Ulam. So you're going up 6 amos, 7.5 amos, and then another 6 amos. The Mizbeach was already built upon the 7.5 amos. So that means 6 plus 7.5. Yeah, you're ready at 13.5.
You're
13.5 plus another 9 takes you over the top.
No, but you can still see it.
Right, so that's
you
why
can't you see it.
The shahr is smaller.
Think about what you're saying. The first, the you're standing on the ground. You have 7 in front of you.
You're on the ground. Wait. There are 2 staircases so far.
Yeah, the
6.
The first.
You've gone up 6. Now you've gone up 7.
You don't go up. You have to see over 6. And after
you're
6,
on the ground. You're on the ground on higher stairs. You're going looking straight inside. You have an open way of 20 amas.
Right.
20.
40
okay.
feet. Yeah.
20 amas. Now,
you can
the
take
first,
a ladder and stand 20 amas.
You can
high,
stand wherever
it.
You want.
No,
you
but
s-
no, but do the math. Your first staircase is
6. 6 takes you away 6 amas.
Right. Your next staircase is 7.5.
So 7.5 plus 6 is 13.5.
Yeah, but your Mizbeach is only
so you're already at 13.5.
You didn't come to the floor of the Mizbeach yet. You didn't get to the floor of the Mizbeach.
You're up to the Mizbeach. You are on the floor. You have 2 staircases already.
No, when you said 6 and 7.5, now you're at
ground level of the Mizbeach. So add another 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
The staircase is after the Mizbeach.
But the Mizbeach is blocking that staircase. We don't need to come onto the third staircase.
Exactly, you see right over it.
No, you can't see right over it. The Mizbeach is blocking you from seeing over it. If there was no Mizbeach in the way, let's take a step back. If the Mizbeach was not in the way, then there are 3 staircases.
You show me what the third one is.
Look, 6.
The last one. 6, 7.5, and 6. I told you,
before
Abraham,
you enter Sharnik, you have to go through a staircase?
Yes. Yes, there are 3 staircases.
Okay, so we go Sharnik.
The first staircase takes you up 6 amas.
Where?
To where? To Ezes Nashim?
Yeah.
Outside,
Nashim
yeah.
Where?
Outside.
Where? Ezes Yisrael?
Outside the Har HaBayis. On the Har HaBayis.
How big is this, the door over here by the Har HaBayis?
20 amas.
That
20 amas. 20 amas. Everything
20
is call out all the gates are 20 amas. Everything is 20 amas.
This was 20 amas also?
Yes. Yes, yes. All of them are 20 amas. This is 20 amas, the Har HaBayis, Shar Nikanor is 20 amas, and Ulam is 20 amas.
So this staircase was 6?
All the gates are 20 amas. The Kodesh HaKadosh is 10, but we don't need that.
This is 6 and this is 7.
Right.
7.5.
7.5.
That's only 13.5
already.
Okay, now you're 13.5, and now you come and make believe the mizbeach was smack in the center. Make believe the mizbeach was blocking your view.
So I'm looking up.
So you're ready. You're at 13.
And this shahr is 20. Also?
I'm not up to that shahr yet. There's something blocking you. There's a wall. You are 13 right now. You're 13.
Absolutely
you lost,
not.
You lost already.
How
30.
Tall is the mizbeach?
Nine and a half.
Nine.
Six,
what is
seven,
13 and
nine.
Plus nine?
It's 21 and 22 and a half.
That's
cares?
More than 20. You only have a max of 20.
I'm looking upwards.
No, you're not looking up. You're up, it doesn't
there's
work.
No such thing
there's
nothing
looking
up.
Up. You gotta look straight. Straight. There's no up. You gotta be able to have a clear view, a clear shot, like a sniper.
Take a laser.
A clear shot. A laser. If you would take a laser from outside and go straight, you wouldn't be able to get inside. Hit the mizbeach.
So, one second. When you come in.
If you come in with a laser gun and
okay,
you're standing
I don't want these
at 20
moves,
so high, you won't hit the ulam, you'll hit the mizbeach.
Because the mizbeach will be 20,
what if I'm pointing
22.
Upwards?
There's no pointing upwards. Nonsense.
No, 45 degree angle.
No. It's not going to work. There's no pointing upwards. It's not going to any way work. There's no pointing upwards. You have that noichach. It says the word noichach. Noichach means yashar, straight. Noichach. Okay, no upwards. I can't do gzeres akasef. Gezeres akasef, noichach. Noichach means right in front of you, straight, level. Bring one of those, go to Ace Plumbing, get hardware. You get a level, it got to be straight, like a laser.
Hold on a second, so the Mizbeach is already...
The Mizbeach was 9 amas tall.
Right.
When you're on the Har Habayis, or you're outside the Har Habayis, you have an opening of 20 amas.
Yeah, correct.
Okay? Then, when you go into the Ezer Station, you already lost 6 amas.
The second thing was entered by the Har Habayis?
Yes! All the way outside. They are totally here. Here's a staircase over
saying?
Here.
What are you steps up, then the straight, then
staircase
the
over
up.
Here, staircase over here, staircase over here. There are really three staircases.
There was a staircase going up to the Har Habayis?
Yes.
But you think there was an entrance, you say?
Yes, there's an entrance right over here. The entrance is 20 amas tall. That was yesterday's that we explained. There's a staircase.
But I want to ask you another question. If there's an entrance inside, deep inside the mountain, like a tunnel...
No. There's a basic entrance going into the Har Habayis.
Oh, okay.
You have a big wall around the whole Har Habayis, and there's an entrance.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The entrance to the Har Habayis is 20 amas tall.
I got it. So you go in.
But you're losing 6 amas. If you're standing on the Har Habayis, even though the entrance is 20 amas tall,
right.
I don't have the last 6 amas to go look through. I lost those 6 because I'm on the ground and the entrance first begins 6 amas above the ground from where I'm standing.
Yeah.
I'm standing on the ground over here.
Me.
And the gate first begins 20 amas, 6 amas above where I'm standing.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So I don't have...
The 20 amas starts after 6 amas?
Yes. The gate that's 20 amas tall is beginning 6 amas above where I'm standing.
I was not aware of that.
So
no.
I'm losing 6 amas.
And therefore?
So I'm now down to 14 amas.
Right, okay.
But now I go weiter. There's another staircase.
I got it.
And that staircase goes up 7.5 amas.
Okay.
So now I've lost from my 20 amas, of 20 amas of the gate, I've lost already 13.5 amas.
Yeah.
Now there's another staircase going into the ulam. How much do you lose on that? 6 amas.
Mm-hmm.
So how much do I have left? A half an ama. Gewaldig. A half an ama is enough. Is genug shoin. Is enough. You can go do the avodah. You can go, you can stand on the Har Habayis and you can look inside.
You should say the Har Hazesim you have to.
On Har Hazesim, on Har Hazesim, that's Har Hazesim, correct. Har Hazesim, that's on the east side.
That was very far away.
On Habayis. No, it was not so far away. It was right outside the Har Habayis. And there are going to be 3 entrances. 3 entrances, each one is 20 amas tall, but they keep on going higher and higher.
Yeah.
But after everything is said and done, there's a half an ama of open space that I can go straight through. You got that?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Something green that's more important.
Okay, yeah, you'll be able to go straight through. Okay, good, straight through.
And you have to be able to see the ulam?
Yes.
And where does the ulam start?
Over here.
If you said it has to be straight, then I understand.
Okay,
look up. Look up, you get the
look
at the last
noichach. It has to be noichach. It has to be straight. So you have a half an ama because there are 3 staircases. There's a staircase to the Har Habayis.
Yeah.
There's a staircase to the Ezra Smosha.
What's the lesson, by the way? It's a 6, 7.5, I know. What's the
six. Six.
Where did the ulam start from?
There. That's where it started from. Right after the staircase.
After the Shire Nikner staircase, there's another staircase to go into.
Here is the staircase. Right, staircase to the Harabais. Here's the staircase.
What's that? From the Harabais, and then from the Harabais to Shire Nikner.
And then the last one was to the ulam. Oh. Another six steps. Mm-hmm. So you're going up.
Is that where Ezra's Yisrael was?
No, Ezra's Yisrael's in Shire Nikner.
Right at the Shire Nikner. Oh, I got it.
So you're going in three staircases.
When we came to Shire Nikner, what did you come in contact with? The Mizbeach?
When you come into the one, we're
Shire Ulam.
The Ulam, no, that's past the Mizbeach. That's where the menorah is. That's where that's the ulam was.
The ulam is indoors.
The ulam was an antechamber. It was right
before
the
this
small.
Ulam, this big thing is the ulam. The building is the ulam.
The beginning of there in here is where the menorah is. The shulchan is, and here's the kodesh hakodashim. Before that, there's something called the ulam, called the antechamber.
I never knew that until 20 minutes.
Antechamber. So you're going three staircases. The Kamta of Yalisa. I told you yesterday, the first staircase connected Avraham. The second staircase connected Yitzchok, and the third is connected Yaakov. There are three elevations. Three elevations. Connected Har, connected Bai, Soda. Yeah. Har. The Har is the first staircase. That's the Har. Har Bais. Then it comes the Soda. It's the enclosure. Soda, big enclosure. And then you come to the Bais. Mom, I'm not making this up. Chazal said that Avram called it a Har because his staircase took you up to the mountain, to the Harabais. And Yitzchak called it a Sode, because his staircase took you into the Sode, the enclosure on the mountain. And then when you go on the Azara, and then when you come all the way to the Ulam, that's the Bais. That's the staircase that leads you into the Bais. That's Yaakov Avinu. There are three staircases, 6, 7, 6. How many? For a grand total of how much height you go up, 6 amas, you then go up. You go up.
Every staircase was 6 amas?
No, the first staircase, height.
Height was
what? We're talking about how much height. 6 amas.
You have to go up 6 amas to the next floor.
No, you go up the stairs. There are 12 steps. There are 12 steps. There are 12 steps. There are 15 steps. And there are 12 steps.
So what's the 6 amas?
For a grand total
each
of
12 steps and 6 amas.
Each step is 12.
The next is 7 and a half. Because there were 15 steps, and then the last one is another 12 steps, which is
12. 24 plus 15 is.
How could be the 7 steps 39. More?
39.
How could it be
39
much
steps
longer than this? Than the
39 steps. Malchus Arboim. 39 steps. What
was it? So the first few steps. How many was it?
6.
Each step is a half an amma.
Okay, yeah.
So therefore, when you go up 12 steps, how many ammas are you going up? 6 ammas.
Okay.
When you go up 15 steps, how many amas are you going
seven
up?
Half.
7 and a half.
Oh.
When you go up another 12 steps, how many amas are you going up? 6.
That's
amas
to the ulam.
That's to the ulam, correct. So 6 amas up.
It's 19 and a half.
7 and a half amas up.
Yeah.
Another 6 amas up.
And is that
6 plus 7 and a half plus 6 equals 19 and
so
a half.
It's very easy. If you have 39 steps and each one is 6 inches, is half an amma. That's, that's
19 and a half.
19 and a half.
19 and a half.
And you have 20.
You have to go 39 steps to get into the ulam. 39 steps,
so
like Malchus.
39 steps.
Yeah.
19 and a half amas.
Up.
Which means you only have 1.5 amma to look.
Right, one step. You have
I told
one
you have a half an amma. I told you.
Yeah, a half an amma to look inside, to peek inside of a stutzuchta. Half an amma. So it's gvaldik. But all of this is fine and dandy if the mizbech is not in your way. The mizbech is not in your way. Why is the mizbech not in your way? You push it to the side. To the left side. But if the Mizbeach is in the middle, so how tall is the Mizbeach?
9 amas.
The Mizbeach, and where does the Mizbeach rest? On which level? In between staircase 2 and 3. The Mizbeach is standing, located between staircase 2, staircase 3. So you've already gone up 2 staircases. So how? What is? So what? You've gone up already 6. And you've gone up 7 and a half.
Yeah.
So what's your elevation now? What's your height? What's your altitude? Your altitude now is 13 and a half. If you have 13 and a half, and then right in front of your face, you have another 9. So that takes you to 22 and a half.
But it's 13 and a half.
That means I can't see anything. I'm over 20. You can't go over 20 because the gate is 20.
Right.
So you can't. So therefore, the Mizbech is in there, then you're in a lot of trouble. So what do you got?
For those people who hold it, the Mizbech was blocking. So
what did you do? So then you have to go to a whole new technique. The whole new technique is you're not going to look through the Harabayis by looking through the gate. You're going to look on top of the wall. If here's the wall, and in the wall there's an opening, You're not going to go stand
there. You don't really see the doorway. You see
you're
going to
go much higher up the mountain.
Right.
And you're going to look over. Yeah. You're going to be looking over the
wall. There was no mountain that was higher than the Har Abayis.
There was. The Har HaZeisim.
What he's saying is that
it's
it looks
it was. It's saying the Maisha, you go to the area told today now. The Har HaZeisim is higher. Okay, whatever that means, it means. But you'd have to be able to look over the wall because if you go
look up from
through
here.
The gateway, you're going to be blocked.
Right.
So you got to go over here. The top. What?
Right. So it means look from over here. Look up over the wall.
You got to look up all
the
walls. You got to go. Now you're going to have to go look on top of over here. This is the first staircase. Here's the first staircase. The second staircase, the third staircase, the stretching.
Yeah, but if you stand over here, 500 feet back, you can see the top of the ulam. 100%.
Yes, yes. Yeah, if you go back over here, it goes up.
Even if it doesn't go up, even if it's flat.
No, I don't know. I don't know the details. But the point over here is that you're not going to be able to go
see it via the doors. You see it over.
So
the
you're gonna have to go
over
the mountain, go further back, go up the mountain,
okay.
And stand over here and look down. And when you're gonna be able to look over, you're gonna be able to look over this wall, and go into the ulam from the very top of the ulam. Look
and that's fine. I'm fine.
That's kosher. And we have a choice. And we learned yesterday, not only is this, not only according to the rabbi, would this be a problem, but there's another problem. Because we learned, you only have three staircases. But we learned yesterday another opinion that says that in between, after the Ezras Yisrael, after the first 11 Amos, when you come to the Ezras Kohanim, the floor went up one Amma. There's another step.
Oh, so that's a problem.
Oh, Kneged David.
Where?
David HaMelech. David, the Noim, What is it supposed to say? The Noim Zamir Yisrael.
Hello, where was this last step?
Yesterday, in between the Ezras Yisrael
and
the Ezras Kohanim,
the
floor went up a whole Amma.
Yeah.
A whole Amma.
What did the picture show?
What about Gansa Amma? Oh, Gansa Amma. So now where are you holding now? 21. 21 and a half.
Yeah.
You were 19 and a half, now you're 21 and a half.
Okay, it shows
a fourth step.
Hello, it shows
who is
step.
The fourth step? Can I get?
Rabbi
Sholimin? Can I get David?
It shows three steps.
Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are the three major staircases. But the one that had the extra Amma, the extra elevation of the Kamta of Yalisa?
It shows three steps.
No, it's one step up. Okay, then you're showing this is a whole shot what this means. This is a big machlokes. We learn Rashi. Yes,
it's over here. It's between. It's
okay,
between
so
the...
this picture is showing you that it's going to be 2.5. You're right. According to this picture,
one Amma.
First, you go up one whole Amma, and then you go up three steps. That each one is a half an Amma. You're right.
It's 2.5. Three.
Which is going to be? It's going to be 2.5. Not everyone learns like this. Some learn you went up one Amma, and there were bleachers. And then the bleachers went down. Some learned that the bleachers went up and it went down, so you didn't gain anything. Everyone agrees you had to go up at least one whole Amma according to the Duchen. Which means, again, you have
over
19
hit, but it's 20.
Oh, 21. So, and Nechlam, according to that man, you're also not going to be able to see through the Mizbeh three straight. You have to go look over the top. So basically, we come at Lamaskana.
Where was the floor elevated? Where?
Between the after 11 Amos. 11 Amos. You come into the Shine Nikonar, you come into the Ezras Yisrael. And then the floor, the first 11 Amos is called the Ezras Yisrael.
Yeah.
And then after 11 Amos, the floor rises one whole Amma.
After Ezras Yisrael?
Yes.
To Ezras Kohanim?
Yes, a whole Amma. Big jump. Normally, the step is only. Normally a step is only a half an Amma. Here the step was a whole Amma. A whole Amma. Okay? So Lamaskana, what did we learn today? We learned there are basically four Mahalim.
Oh, so yeah, 1 second. So from Ezras, you start to Ezras Kohanim, you have to go up a step.
A whole Amma.
I got it.
A double step. And then some say.
Oh, an Amma.
And on top of that Amma, some want to say, like in this picture, you have another three steps. Another Amma and a half. So it's really basically 2.5 Ammas. So comes El Maskana, we have over here basically four Mahalchim.
By the way, Lesson Lovely, it's going to be the same, or they say it's going
to
be...
No, Bayis Shlishi is entirely different. Bayis Shlishi is entirely...
Save Yecheskel says
them. Save Yecheskel, there's all these diagrams and pictures and pictures and pictures, and they're very complicated. But the Bayis Shlishi is very different, very different. Completely different, the whole different.
What's the reason why it's going to be different?
It's Ruach HaKodesh, that's Zoy Shteit, HaKodesh, that's how it is. I don't know, Ruach HaKodesh, this is a Hakol Nechsav Alay Hiskil. So El Maskana, we have over here, Hanim Mahalchim, four Mahalchim. Four Mahalchim, three staircases, which is told Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, 6, 7.5, 6. What's the second Mahalach? There's going to be three staircase plus another Amma and a half. And that's going to force you to go look on top of the wall. Another Mahalach is even if you only have three staircases, the Mizbech is in the way. So you're not going to be able to see. And what is the other mahalach? The other mahalach is the mizbech may not be in the way, but still you have the steps going up. It's going to be the appearance. All right, basically three mahalachim. Basically three different options. Three different mahalachim. Two of them are going to force you to look on top of the wall, and two are going to allow you to look through the door. The two mahalachim that allow you to look above, force you above, is either if you can say that the duchan between the Ezras Yisrael and the Ezra Yisrael, the floor went up one amma, or even if it did not go up one amma, if the mizbech was in the center. And then you have no choice but to learn that you have to look on top of the wall. But if you're going to say that the floor did not go up, and if you can say that the mizbech was not in the center, then you would have a half an amma to look straight through. Good? Shlomi, it's good?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
What did you say? Where did you go?
What?
It's
good?
Oh, here's the one. Today I learned a lot.
See, staircase number six, one, six, seven and a half, seven and a half.
Oh, so here's the one, seven and a half, but here's what Shamu did here.
It's one, another one, one and two.
So the yellow is 2.5, you
say? Yeah, one and a half. The yellow is 1.5.
It's
half,
two.
Half, half, half.
This is one, I'm a plus, it's one and a half.
Very good stuff, double stuff.
This is one, I'm a plus, a half.
One, I'm a plus, 3.5.
It's 2.5.
The duch of double is enormous.
What were
the
three floors?
No, two floors.
So what is the shrimp?
Two floors.